A deepening crisis in Egypt today, with tanks and armored cars around the presidential palace, and reports of clashes from around the country between opponents and supporters of President Mohamed Morsi. Clashes earlier in the week left 6 people dead and hundreds wounded, the worst outbreak of civic violence in the country in decades. Today, the opposition rejected Morsi's invitation to talk, saying he is offering them too little in the way of concessions. BBC Arab Affairs editor Shaima Khalil is in Tahrir Square. And Shaima, what's happening there?
Just before I came to speak to you, there were fireworks in Tahrir Square, patriotic songs. They even played the national anthem at one point, and one of the chants was Madaniya, Madaniya, or civilian, civilian. And that is in direct reference to the protesters' fears of the growing influence by the Muslim Brotherhood, the group from which President Morsi comes. It's a very jubilant mood, but it's also very defiant, angry at times, especially after the speech that President Morsi gave yesterday, which basically protesters here will tell you gave them nothing. If anything, it affirmed his stance on the decree that he issued giving himself sweeping powers, but also on this controversial constitution, which they say they basically had no say in, and that it was rushed to a referendum.
Well, supporters of the president were at a funeral today of 2 men killed in clashes this week, and they were chanting things like, Egypt is Islamic, it will not be secular, it will not be liberal. How deep is this divide now, and how widespread is it? Do you think the talk of civil war is accurate?
Well, this particular phrase, civil war, I've heard it so many times. I've arrived in Cairo last night, and I've heard it at least 5 times from 5 different people, all from different walks of life. It is a stretch, and we need to be careful about using civil war, but it's definitely, as you've mentioned earlier, these are severe civilian clashes. The difference between what's happening now and what's happened in January, in February, is that this is not civilians attacking or clashing with security forces. These are civilians attacking and clashing with one another, based and divided by religious lines. And this is the real fear here, that the identity of Egypt as a civilian country is going to be compromised.
So we're looking at a movement that's larger than the one that toppled the Mubarak regime last year. And as we said, the opposition has rejected the president's call for talks. President Obama has called Morsi to express his concern and urge talks without preconditions. So are talks now out of the question?
They're looking very, very unlikely, these talks, because, again, the 2 things that the opposition were looking for in that speech, they did not find. One was for President Morsi to revoke the decree giving himself sweeping powers. He did not do that. And 2, for him to postpone this referendum on the Constitution, or actually say that they're going to review the draft Constitution. He did not say that. As it stands, it's a political stalemate, but also as it stands, it is a very, very tense Egyptian street at the moment.
And we also hear talk of a divide within the president's own party, the Muslim Brotherhood. Could a coup d'etat be brewing?
The movement, the Muslim Brotherhood, do know how to show a united front in front of the opposition and those who challenge them. So a coup d'etat is highly unlikely. But what is very, very obvious at this point is that President Morsi is at a very vulnerable position politically because, as you remember, 4 of his advisors, so-called independent advisors, liberal advisors, have resigned 2 days ago, which leaves him with pro-Muslim Brotherhood advisors. And again, it goes to show that it's basically the Muslim Brotherhood, President Morsi, versus the rest of the country.
So where do you see this going next?
I think there are 2 key issues here, Monica. One is how security is going to deal with these crowds in the streets, with the pro-Morsi crowds and the anti-Morsi protesters. And 2, how this dialogue is going to shape up, if at all is going to shape up. So we need to look out for what happens in the streets, but also what happens politically behind closed doors.
BBC Arab Affairs editor Shaima Khalil in Tahrir Square on the deepening political and security crisis in Egypt. Thank you.
Thanks, Monica. Thanks for having me.